The World Masters on the Gold Coast, formerly known as the Mitsubishi World Masters, is celebrating its 25th year. It was the event that started all for you, wasn't it, Pete?
Yeah, look, it was. I was 22 years old and started the Gold Coast World Masters, the very first event. Actually, the company was actually called Prodigy Sports Management back then. And it was just myself, mum and dad, working part-time for me. And they came along and my brother was driving a truck, moving golf clubs from course to course. Mm. That was how it all started. And so it was wonderful having the family involved from there. But we've moved on and the whole team gets involved and gets excited about hosting the Gold Coast World Masters here in our backyard on the Gold Coast in October each year. Look, but Mark, there's a lot of things. You know, you talk about best memories of the event. Royal Pines told us that the maximum capacity in their ballroom was 900 people. I think it was about 2005 or 2006, we had 1,100 people in that ballroom. We made them move all of the catering and everything out of the ballroom. No dance floor. We set up all of that out in the foyer. That was fantastic. We got 1,100 people for dinner. And they now updated their hotel thing to say they can fit 1,100 people in there.
Perfect, yeah, after you.
Anyway, we had Mitsubishi, as you mentioned, for the first 18 years, a sponsor of the golf tournament, a wonderful partner. And it was a massive highlight when we started giving away cars year after year. Somebody would play in the golf tournament, and I remember some of the people getting up on stage saying, I can't wait to go home and tell the wife. I played shit golf for a whole week, but I won.
A car.
And I got a car. So that was fantastic. We still give away
amazing
prizes. But Mark, why do we do all of this? I mean, the whole motto of Go Golfing is bringing golfers together for the best times of their lives. And, you know, Ian Forsythe, Jerome Ballard, my best friends are people that came and started playing in this golf tournament. Gwen Clutterbuck, there's so many people that have played in the Gold Coast World
Very
Masters
social, isn't it?
Over the years, and it's just great to catch up with them year after year. So it's the people. What about you, Mark? You know, this is 9+ years you've had in the business now.
Yeah, it is.
Any fond memories of your time at the Gold Coast World Masters?
A lot of memories, Peter. Actually, I don't know if it's a fond memory, but my first memory, I'm not sure if you remember, but my first week on the job was Mitsubishi World Masters. I was still in uni. I was still helping out with the PGA at the time and doing Australian Open and that. And I saw, you know, the application that came through and I thought, this sounds like a lot of fun. I want to get involved with this. And you took me up on that and said, come along and I've got a week of work for you. Little I know that was a Mitsubishi World Masters what was in store for me. I was driving a truck on one occasion, but that's why I don't drive a truck anymore, because on the first round, as I was transporting the golf clubs, I drove into Robina Woods, now known as Palmer Gold Coast, and driving in there, young, I think I must have been about 19 years old, and came around the corner, didn't see the overhanging roof on the top, came in there ready to greet all the golfers, and clipped the side of the roof of the clubhouse, and almost half of the roof fell on the car park there. So that was
Mark,
my grand entrance.
It's no surprise that you say you didn't see it, because anyone else that came for the next few weeks, they didn't see that section
of
the
roof
gone. That you took out.
I did a good job. So I've come a long way since then, Peter. So, but no, you don't trust me to drive the trucks, and that's probably a good thing.
Hey, I know we've also given Nathan a hard time about having to wear the Kenny the Koala suit, but you've also had a go at that.
Yeah, that was a highlight last year when we bought that mascot suit. I didn't think I'd be wearing it, but you know what? People get busy and sometimes you do need to jump into it. I think everyone in the office has had their time in Kenny the Koala wearing that suit, but it's bloody hot in that suit, Peter. You know, 20, 28 degrees, beautiful Gold Coast weather, but in there it feels like 40.
How much can a koala be?
But you know what, Peter? There's only one other person, aside from you, that has done all 25 years of the Gold Coast Masters. 25 years is a huge achievement, and that's Glenn Dodds. He plays at Mount Coolum, and he's done every single one. Why don't we get him on the phone, have a chat with him?
Sure, I've got his number in my phone. I'll give him a call.
Glenn, are you there?
I am here.
Glenn, some of our viewers might not be familiar with you. And so tell us a little bit about Glenn Dodds. Where are you living? A little bit about your golf.
All right. I'm 59, live at Sunshine Beach on the Sunshine Coast. Been working as a subcontract parcel delivery guy for Australia Post. I've been playing golf seriously for the last 28 years or so. Handicap's been as high as 23, low as 9. Currently I'm off 14, which is embarrassing. I don't like it.
Glenn, we've got you on today to talk about the fact that you've been coming to the Gold Coast World Masters every year since it started, 25 years ago. What brings you back? What brings you back every year, buddy?
Oh, it was just the experience. I haven't played. I've played a lot of rounds of golf down there, and I haven't yet played with someone I wouldn't have another game with. So it's just the camaraderie of the other people, the people that go there. They love to play golf. They love to have a beer, and we all have the same idea. Let's play golf, drink beer.
So, you know, you've been coming to the event on your own, but you're never on your own. You're a popular character at the tournament. What makes that happen?
Oh, it's just catching up with the guys you've played with a few years earlier and keep running into each other year after year, and then meeting new people that are there for their first tournament and catching up with them of an evening and having another beer, or just having a beer after the game.
How many beers do you have, Glenn? It seems like you're drinking on the course and after.
Oh, yeah, you've got to do both. It's usually 3 beers each 9.
Oh, perfect.
Depends how often the cart comes around.
Glenn, we've done a few little quick calculations. We reckon that you've played with about 300 different golfers over the 25 years at the Gold Coast World Masters. Any favourite memories of your time with them?
Oh, the funniest day I've ever spent was with these three... there was 2 Japanese guys, myself and another bloke, and we're out there, and we noticed these Japanese guys were starting to hand over. They had big rolls of cash, and they were handing over at the end of a hole a couple of $50 notes to each other and giving it back, and look, they were betting on their game. And then we noticed that they were betting on my shots or the other guy's shots. We're just going, are you kidding? These guys are just handing over wads of cash and started betting on our game. It was very interesting, and we thought it was quite funny.
Did you play well that day?
Sometimes. It's like most days. Some holes are played well, some holes aren't. But, so it didn't matter who won the bet. They didn't care. They thought it was funny. They were laughing between each other, trying to speak to 2 Japanese guys who didn't understand much English was interesting.
Glenn, over the years we've played, all of the golf courses on the Gold Coast. Obviously the resort courses is where we aim the event, where you get to play in carts. What's been your favourite course of all of the ones we've offered over the years?
Oh, definitely Lakeland.
Okay, well that's back on the rotation this year. Are you looking forward to that?
I am so. It's probably one of the tougher golf courses on the place. They've got long holes. Although Jack's good at designing courses, I think. He doesn't hide stuff from you. It's all laid out there, bunkers, water. It's up to you to keep out of it.
So, Glenn, in 25 years, have you been on the podium as a winner?
I'm looking right now at the 4 slabs of crystal I've got so far.
Now, I remember having you up on stage once before. We do a major prize draw, generally get 10 people up on stage, and we kick them off with prizes in ascending value. And I remember having you on the stage a few years ago. How did that pan out for you?
That panned out really nicely, thank you. For the first time I got called up on stage in that draw, I got second and ended up on a trip to China.
Okay, and you took your beautiful partner Tracy with you. And tell us, what were the highlights of that trip?
Oh, pretty much everything you saw was just totally interesting. We tacked on a 15, 16 day tour on it, because we only won a prize to one city. So we went on a bit of a tour. We saw the wall. The Terracotta Warriors were just amazing live. Seeing photos of them just doesn't cut it.
Mm.
Until you see them live, it's an amazing place.
All right, Glenn, you talked about catching up with people who have just recently joined the event or playing for the first time. You know, what's a little bit of advice for people that might be listening in that going, you know, I'm not good enough, or, you know, this guy's been coming 25 years, I'm not going to be, you know, it's not for me. What would you say to someone that's out there thinking about, is it right for me?
It's right for everyone who wants to have a game of golf. It doesn't matter how good or bad you are, just go out there, have a crack. It's a good time just meeting the new people. You very rarely play with the same person in the week, so you're meeting, recall the 12 other people on the golf course.
Mm.
That's the part of it, the camaraderie and not being home.
Well, Glenn, it's an absolute pleasure having you along. You're part of the reason that we love this event so much and love putting it on, looking after club golfers just like you.
Pleasure, Glenn. Thanks for coming on, and look forward to seeing you October, eh? We'll have a beer.
Most definitely, Mark, and I'll have a beer with you as well, Peter. I'm sure we can manage that at some stage.
Yeah, well, I don't drink anymore, but lucky for you, I don't drink any less either.
that's a standard we've got to keep up.
All right, champion. Look forward to seeing you. Gold Coast World Masters, 14 to 19 October 2020. Can't wait to see you then, buddy.
We'll be there. All of us.